This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
And I would dare say, if you take a moment like this seriously and you evaluate where you are, you think about what we're talking about, you put some really good people in your life, you got a chance to be great. You got a chance to be great. So thank you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And hopefully we'll be back soon.
Talk to him, Jack. Talk to him, Jack. Touched by the words of Jack Easterby. Bill Belichick was touched for 5 years. Easterby said it in every meeting with him. Bill O'Brien's been touched in a much shorter time, just a couple months. And most importantly, Cal McNair's been touched. And Jack Easterby's words, his message, his vision has brought the Texans close to bringing in Nick Caserio as their next GM. However, before that happens, they got to overcome these tampering charges placed on them by the New England Patriots. And I got something nobody's talking about when we talk about this. Well, was talking about it, but
nobody's talking about Guy.
He was the only one. Albert Breer.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of Sports Radio 610. He was on Mad Radio earlier this week. He brought this up, and I think it's an interesting thing to take into account when it comes to the Texans, who are buckled up and ready to fight the New England Patriots on these tampering charges. This is something very interesting that he brought up in regards to the Texans fighting the good fight and not letting the dirty, 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 slimy Patriots get away with throwing tampering charges on them. These guys, Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio, have the same agent.
Yeah.
So when you have the same agent, I think that would probably be where the Texans could maybe point to if they do want to avoid these tampering charges, because the fact that those guys are connected, maybe they talk a little bit more than usual, but I think that would be one of the main issues that they would point to when defending themselves against these charges.
When I saw this, I was like, because I think, was it Albert Breer who actually said that too?
Yes.
That they may point to that. I don't know if it was you or a tweet that you did or someone else, but when I read that, I was like, okay, but not really. I mean, not really is that a good defense for tampering? In fact, it might be the opposite. You know, because they are close, that means that he talks to him a lot and he might have influence over him. And when he gets to the party and is seen with him, it might indicate, oh, okay. Because maybe, you know, maybe it's more so a tampering. This is one of those where you see what you want to see. I mean, you see what you want to see in that. Kind of like Wade.
Come on, man.
I'm just kidding.
Take a shot at my man Wade.
I'm just kidding.
Like that? Good Lord, John. Like, jeez. But as far as this thing goes, the personalities, I will say this, and for the most part, Jack Easterby, outside of, you know, the five keys to life that we've played, Jack Easterby and even Cal McNair, they're like mysterious figures for the Houston Texans. Like, mm-hmm. We've seen Cal for a long time, but we don't really know Cal in the role that he's in. We still haven't heard him talk since he decided to fire Brian Gain. And Jack Easterby, we can hear his sermons, but we've heard about, you know, his presence at OTAs and just, you know, the charisma that he has. Mm-hmm. And we've heard about him in his 5 years at New England in his early 30s, getting to sit in with Bill Belichick and give feedback on the Patriots culture and stuff. But for the most part, he remains a mystery. But I will say this, just this week, in a very short time, what a damn week it's been, John.
You want to go over like everything that's happened?
We will. We'll do that chronologically, a little bit later in the show.
It's pretty incredible.
It is incredible. We'll go through what has happened. But in this week, outside of just the overall drama, this Houston Texans organization, I don't want to say it's been like lack personality, but the personality of this organization and the intrigue and the mystique. And mystique, don't take mystique as like some sort of like Lambeau Field or something
like
that.
Or like their champions or whatever, but
it has increased though. We got different angles, we got different characters, we got different personalities that are mysterious that even adds to it that have emerged this week that We didn't even know it was possible. John, last Thursday, you and I, hell, last Friday, because this news didn't even break.
Mm-hmm.
What did you and I really think about Cal McNair 7 days ago? Like, did we think Cal McNair had coconuts the size of grapefruits?
A week ago today, we would have said Cal McNair is still to be determined, right? We don't know a lot about him.
We know him a little bit. We felt like we knew which way it was going.
That it was going to be the same Texans, the same style, the same way of doing business. And then round about, what time did that bombshell drop? It was during...
It's 3:40.
It was 3:40. It was during the Triple Threat a week ago today. And then all hell has broken loose since then in the last 7 days.
And we hear about this Jack Easterby guy. We're hearing about Cal McNair being the guy that Bill O'Brien takes
tampering
a backseat to.
Tampering charges. Is he going to interview? I mean, pretty incredible.
At the very least.
The B.O.B. press conference.
They got sauce there.
Or such as it was.
I mean, they got a lot of stuff
That's
going
the
on
word.
There.
The kids like to use that word. The Texans have sauce now.
Well,
whether it's the owner.
Not if they bring in this Austin Fort character. Now, if Monty Austin Fort comes here.
No, I'm saying now. Like right now, there's some sauce in there.
I'm telling you what, man. If Monty Austin Fort ends up being the GM of this team, you might as well go get a pair of white Skechers and go ahead and wear those to the games from now on with like
some
white
Crocs.
Tube socks. Well, Crocs are back with the kids, man.
I like the Crocs slippers. I think
you're a little too proud of these Crocs slippers. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, man. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't really know about it. I don't know what to think about
Shout out to Crocs.
Shout out to Crocs. Shout out to Post Malone, who just created some Crocs. You know that?
Yeah.
Kids are wearing Crocs, yeah. They got some yellows. They're about $230, though. A little bit more expensive than your typical Crocs.
Ooh.
Yeah, they got the barbed wire going and all that kind of stuff, but it is a thing. People are wearing Crocs. What kind of shoes do you think Jack Easterby wears?
Oh, he's got
classy-ass
right?
dress shoes.
Like regular
classy-ass dress shoes.
The one with the little lace on top, you know, the ribbon or whatever, those loafers.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm assuming.
About $600.
We'll go through everything that's happened, though. That's a good idea. We'll do that in 5 minutes. We're also going to talk about how people change once they get more power. We think that Nick Caserio likes Bill O'Brien, but he doesn't know Bill O'Brien as the head coach and the guy in charge of his livelihood. So we'll get into that. We'll also ask the OG, you know, just how he's seen people change as they've gotten more power in sports. But before we do that, let's go to Loophole Eric. Eric, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
How you doing, guys? Hey, I just got a couple questions, and I'll hang up and listen. Last night in Game 6, when Klay Thompson went down and got hurt, they didn't want to put him back in the game because what happened to Kevin Durant. If he hadn't got hurt, do you think they would have tried to risk playing Klay Thompson? And the second question is for the general manager for the Patriots. If we get him and the draft's over, what kind of impact do you think he'll have on the 2019 season?
I'll answer the second one first. Big. I love that energy, by the way.
Eric.
I love
Eric,
that call.
I love you, man. Thank you very much, Eric. Don't be a stranger, bro.
Way to bring the passion. That was a good example for all our loopholes. Come in, have a take, and just bring the passion. That was good. I'll answer the second part first, in my opinion.
That might have been Easterby.
Sounded a little Easterby-like, didn't it?
It might have been Easterby.
Yeah. I think a big effect. Even though the draft is over and free agency is over, there are players all over the league that you're going to be evaluating and looking at and maybe bringing in. You're going to have your own guys. You're going to help coaches with depth charts. You're going to be able to figure out exactly what direction you're going to be going in this year with personnel and such. No, I think he's going to have a big, big impact. First part was
Klay's tore. I think they didn't know he tore his ACL. As soon as they figured out he tore his ACL, I don't think he was.
And he just went in for the free throws, right?
Well, that's because if he hadn't torn his ACL, then he wouldn't have been able to come back in because it wasn't a flagrant foul.
Correct.
If you get fouled on a non-flagrant foul and you don't shoot the free throw,
but then it hit him.
You can't come back in.
Then it hit him.
Yeah, because some people we've seen Phillip Rivers play on torn ACL, so that's why he didn't come in. As far as the impact, his impact will be a lot higher than most general managers because, A, he's very aggressive. The Patriots last year, they traded for Trent Brown leading up to the season, and you saw how that ended up for them. So he's very active in trades, and also don't minimize just how involved he is in the Patriots' game plans. He sits in the coaches' meetings, has a headset on with Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels. So his impact as a general manager, a lot of times you won't feel it till the offseason, no, free agency
and you'll
stuff.
You'll see it and feel it.
Patriots are active in the trade, and he's very active in the game plan. So you would see a huge impact. I think B.O.B. could actually learn a lot from this guy, to say the very least. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. Let's just relive this wild week that we've had here at the station. Monday through Thursday, big news was popping. We're going to relive that. And Nick Caserio likes Bill O'Brien right now. Is he going to like him when he's reunited with him and he actually has to rely on him as the head coach of his football team? We'll get into that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.